For more on some specific elements of the insurgency, we turn to Bing West, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. He returned from Iraq last month, where he's been researching a book on Fallujah. He's also informally advising the Pentagon. West says the Shia and Sunni populations have differing goals.
In terms of tactics, there are high similarities in terms that neither of the forces are particularly well trained. Both of the forces are willing to fight. They don't present that much of a challenge when you're on the battlefield. At another level, however, there's a large difference between the two. The Shias, as a set of people with 65% of the population, know that once there's a democracy, they're going to hold 65% roughly of the votes. So when they see this Muqtada Sadr radicalizing his followers, many of the Shiites don't like this at all because they can see that this man represents a threat to them just when they're on the verge of actually having power through a democracy. But when you look at the Sunnis, they look at themselves as disenfranchised. For 1,000 years, they, as a minority, 5 million Sunnis had controlled 20 to 22 million Shias and Kurds, and now they've lost that controlling power. And the radical clerics in places like Ramadi and Fallujah have been urging rebellion because they're saying, you don't have any future in this new Iraq. This is a problem that really the Prime Minister Alawi and the others have to find both a political and a military solution to it.
Let's talk just a bit about that military solution that you're alluding to there. In some of the most recent attacks that we've seen today in Baghdad and also in Bakuba, these attacks on police recruits, it does seem there's a contradiction here. If the Iraqi security forces themselves are the target, that doesn't seem to bode well.
Well, to the extent that those in the Sunni community and the radical clerics do not want to see a new Iraq, they are always going to be perceived by that group as being the enemy, and that's why I say that this will be a military solution as well as a political solution, because the Iraqi security forces are going to have to fight. They're not going to be able to reach compromise with some of those people. And that's the nature of trying to establish a democracy at a time when many of those who are disenfranchised say, no, we want to go back to the old system when we have the power.
The context for all of this discussion is the elections that are scheduled to come up beginning of next year. I'm wondering if you see any hopeful signs that those elections can proceed given the security situation on the ground.
Well, what we have is probably about 80% of the country that you never hear about and never read about, where you could have elections even today. Then you have some of the hard cases that we're discussing. You have Fallujah and Ramadi, Samarra, and a few others. As we get closer to that election, there's that real issue. Can you hold a national election and declare certain cities cannot vote? Or are you going to have to try to take re-control of those cities before the election day, which will probably be at the end of January? And we just don't know at this particular point what the Iraqis, who have their own sovereignty now, are going to decide. And we probably won't know until we get it to about mid-December or so. And I anticipate you'll probably see some sharp battles in December.
Well, Bing West, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Bing West is former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. He returned from Iraq last month. He's been researching a book on Fallujah.